Well, let me take you back virtually back 50 years now.
Go ahead.
What would you like to say to the class as you remember them, or as you remember PS, as you remember some of your friends back in Wilmington, Arden? You grew up in Arden, right?
Yeah, I grew up in Arden. Yeah, I still am in Arden. My daughter grew up in Arden. My grandson was born in Arden. So, yeah, that tradition is still very strong. You know, in terms of what to say to people, actually, my memories of my peers at PS now are quite overwhelmed by all of the different reunions we've had. So when I think of people now, I think of all the conversations we've had over the years, which is why I'm really sad not to be there, much more so than actually what went on while we were in high school. I mean, that's kind of a base, but now I think of people in terms of what they're doing now, or what they've explained to me of what they've been doing over the years and their lives and their children and their grandchildren. So I guess I'm not very wedded to PS in the sense of, in its geographical time related sense, other than it's a starting point for me and was a very, very, very lucky to be with all of those people. But now, as I think of those that I knew, I think of them in terms of the relationships and conversations we've had over the years at the reunions more than actually what went on in high school.
So what was the last reunion you attended?
I've been to all of the last five or six of them.
So you were at the 45th?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was at the 45th. Yeah, I started, I think, from the 20th or 25th on, I've been at all of them. So that's why I was sort of sad I couldn't come to this one, because it's an important one.
Have you kept current with any of your friends back?
Well, you know, some of my Arden friends are still in the same area. So I certainly still see Judy Armstrong frequently, or we communicate frequently. I know the kind of research that Ellen's been doing in Dominican Republic. You know, whenever I see somebody's name, but I don't think anybody from PS is in like a social network of individuals, either Facebook or LinkedIn or any of those kinds of things. But
Do you advocate those social networks, by the way?
Oh, well, yeah, I do. I mean, I don't have the time to devote, you know, like daily postings to them. But universities now all have Facebook sites. They have LinkedIn sites, and they're all linked into their websites. So it's an interesting phenomenon. I don't know how it's going to play out yet. But, yeah, I mean, I was really surprised the first time I signed onto Facebook and, like, 10 people that I've known in the last 20 years popped up. I said, oh, okay. So from the perspective of education, I'm still thinking about how you use that as an institution.
I'm trying to figure that out also. I've been involved with technology for a long time, I've been invited to LinkedIn and Twitter.
Right.
Boy,
yeah,
Twitter
too also.
I don't get it. The downside
of Twitter is you've got such a limited amount that you can say in any given Twitter. At least for me, I see that in terms of education, probably because we all talk too much, but you know, it's fascinating. And it seems to me as we age, it's a way to stay quite current and in touch with people. I mean, cause like I only see my grandson physically maybe four times a year, but every week I can Skype with him. And so that, you know, I think it's a fascinating time.
I'm going to take you back again to 50 years ago. Part of the reunion dinner is going to be a DVD, and it does show that you were in Beauty in the Beef. Remember the junior play? You were in Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, I thought you said Beef. I said, no. Yeah, I do remember.
I almost said Beast. I'm sorry. You were Beauty.
I do remember the drama. In fact, just the other day, maybe it was thinking about your conversation, and I was thinking about Mr. Laird and all that he did with us in the drama club and things of that sort. And here we are, and those people are now gone. But yes, I do remember that. And drama was always a part of my life until maybe probably until about 15 years ago. I ended up having a career in Indian classical dance at one point in my existence. But now the only drama is really creating fascinating experiences for adult students in graduate education. But it stands you well. I mean, every professor and every teacher is ultimately a dramatist. So, yeah, I trace my origins back to all of that experience at drama in PS. Now I have a niece who's following quite the same route.
Would you reflect on any favorite teacher? Would Mr. Laird be included as a favorite?
No, I actually never had him as a teacher. He was just somebody that I knew through the Drama League and knew through drama. I really can't because I've forgotten half of the names, actually, unless they were sitting right in front of me. A couple of English teachers that I really liked. Spanish teacher who was, I always think of Gretchen when I think of Mrs. Hoyt. You know, I can't really, because the people that really formed who I was as an educator, of course, were by the time I got to college. So that I wish I could be more forthcoming about people that were significant at PS, but it's like it's so far in the past that it's hard for me to, other than the people. I mean, I always remember my fellow students, but the teachers have been eclipsed by many teachers I've had since then. Sorry, I can't help you more with that.
That's okay. That's okay. What college did you go to?
I did a master's, a BA and a MA at University of Pennsylvania, and then did a PhD at the Union Institute and University. So they were all East Coast.
The Union Institute, wasn't that kind of in the forefront?
That's where I ended up teaching for 15 years, right?
Yeah, that was at the forefront of what you're involved in now. That was
exactly. But okay. What has happened to so much of the alternative education in the States now is it's been really eclipsed. The Union is no longer doing non-traditional education, really, because with the advent of student loans, the federal government has come in and said, oh, well, you know, you don't have grades. How can we fund your students? Or you don't have a fixed curriculum. How can we fund your students? So many of the schools that were pioneers in the 60s in non-traditional education now have gone to fixed curriculum. So that's why it's kind of a delight for me to be in Europe, because Europe is really welcoming. And since tuition isn't so expensive, people don't have to borrow money to go to university. So it's a chance to kind of take forward the experience that we learned in the U.S. and find a new venue for it. So that's why I'm excited about it. But yes, I was at the Union Institute for many years.